Well, howdy there. It's Zoe. You know, sometimes life just serves you up rotten lemons, and there's absolutely no chance of making lemonade out of that stuff. We're talking about when bad things happen and how we can make sense of that. Let's do it.
Welcome to the Zoe Routh Leadership Podcast, your source of strategies and insights to make you a better leader. Influence, improve, inspire.
Well, hey there. Well, there's no two bones about it. Some stuff that happens to us just really sucks, like big time. And I don't care how much of a positive thinker or optimist you are, sometimes things are really just crappy. Like, for example, 9/11. That was a pretty horrendous event. A lot of people died. There was many lives and businesses destroyed in that whole event. And it's very difficult to find a silver lining through all of that. Or when I had cancer, say, for example, that truly sucked the big wang. I can't tell you that it was a joyful experience at all. Going through it was horrible. And also, when unicorns are murdered, that is also a very bad thing. Not that there's too many unicorns that I know about. But the point is this, right? Sometimes things happen and they are not pleasant and they do have negative consequences, and we have to suck it up and deal with it. And I think there's been a lot written and said about how do we make sense of it and move on from things. Some things have been useful in terms of framing and some things haven't. So there's this great parable, a Chinese parable, and you might have heard it before, and it goes something like this. There's a farmer at home, and he's got a horse. The horse runs away. And his neighbors go, well, that's terrible. What a terrible thing. And the farmer says, good news, bad news, we shall see. About a week or so later, the horse returns with another horse. And so he's doubled his horse stock overnight in a week. The neighbors go, wow, you're so lucky. And he said, good news, bad news, we shall see. The next week, his son was trying to break in the new mare that came along with the old horse and was thrown onto the ground and broke his leg, to which the neighbor said, you guess it. Oh, how terrible. And the Chinese farmer said, good news, bad news, we shall see. The following week, there's a lot of things that happen in this farmer's life, by the way, week by week. The following week, the Chinese army showed up and they were recruiting or commanding the young people of fighting age to come and join the army for an upcoming invasion. So all the young people were being left and their lives were in danger because they were untrained soldiers and they were being sent to war. But his son, who had a broken leg, was able to miss the recruitment phase as a result. And the neighbor said, oh, you're so lucky. And of course, the Chinese farmer said, good news, bad news, we shall see. So the point of the matter is, in this parable, the farmer is reluctant to say whether it's good or bad and just sort of deal with it as it comes. And it's neither a good nor bad event, it just simply is. And we can't always forecast the extent of consequences for the things that happen to us. Sometimes those things are good and sometimes they are bad. You might say that going to war is bad. You might say that breaking a leg is bad. You might say losing your horse is bad. And yet good things perhaps may come of them. That's the point of the parable. Well, part of me likes that. It's like suspend judgment of the bad things that happen to you, or even the good things that happen to you in the moment, things that you enjoy or things that you don't enjoy, because we never know. We never know what will happen next. And the idea is not to make too much or to hang on to things. And I like that part of the parable where it teaches us detachment. Detachment from hanging on to outcomes or resisting bad outcomes. So that part's useful for us. And yet, I don't think it really quite captures the whole thing, because as human beings, we are meaning-making creatures. Stuff happens to us and we make sense of it. That's just the way it is. The parable saying, don't make too much sense of it. And I think, well, we're just naturally inclined to do that. Our brains are hardwired to do that, to process experiences and weigh it up as threatening or non-threatening. And we use that as fodder to make judgments about situations and people that we come across. It's called that sort of automatic system is called the system one when you're talking about thinking fast and slow by Daniel Kahneman's work. In any case, it's useful until it's not. And I don't think it's the whole story, the Chinese parable. A great other book is the classic by Norman Vincent Peale called The Power of Positive Thinking. And this is a classic text, and it advises, you know, keep your chin up. No matter what happens, there's always something good in there. There's a silver lining for every dark cloud. And we must have heard that before. But who hasn't rolled their eyes next time or sometime when somebody said that to you, that, you know, bad things happen and there's always something good in it. And you just want to punch them in the face because the bad things are bad. They're not nice. So the power of positive thinking is useful in that it encourages us not to wallow. I think that's the key message from that book. Don't wallow in the crappy things because you're not going to get anywhere good if you're just wallowing in the crap. So let's take that as a useful piece from that book. There's a newer book called Useful Belief, and this is by Chris Helder. And he says, he puts positive thinking on notice. He goes, more like me, he agrees that there's bad things that happen and really there's not much you can do about it, but we can create useful beliefs to help us move on from that. So he suggests as a useful belief, or an example of useful belief is, well, what would, let's say you had a you had an accident like the Chinese farmer's son, you broke your leg, and you can ask yourself, well, what would a proactive, positive champion do if they broke their leg? And so you can imagine yourself taking action as if you were somebody else. And this is a useful belief, to believe temporarily that you're just as good as a champion. And a champion might do things like, well, train your upper body, or use the time to study, or do something else productive. So you can take the useful belief of imagining you're somebody else and then get on with it. So I think that's a pretty helpful way of dealing with bad things. And yet there's still something missing from the whole piece. So let me tell you about the bad thing that happened to me last week. It was a bad thing. So I was driving to an appointment and I was waiting at the lights and the lights changed and I went to move off and go into the intersection. And as I'm driving off, I'm noticing the car just went revved really super high. And it wouldn't shift into the next gear. It's an automatic, so it does it automatically, but it wasn't doing it. It was just revving in first gear. I'm like, well, that's weird because it's automatic, so why is it stuck in first? And then I realized I have no idea how to solve this problem. This is not something that has occurred to me before or happened to me before. And I got a little bit panicky. I'm like, oh my God, there's something wrong with the gear shift. Is it dislodged somehow? So I rattled it. I rattled the gear stick and it must have clunk forward or backwards out of where it was, and the engine seized and the whole car stopped, and then I got rear-ended. So this was a major shock to the system. By the way, I'm fine, and so was the other person. So no one was hurt in this incident. So I was rear-ended and totally shaken, and the car continued to roll, and I pulled over to the median strip and to assess what was going on. So I shook my head a little bit because I just had my head slammed back against the chair, and it was a little bit... I knew that this was not great because it's fairly large whack. So I turned the car off and I got out, did a scan of myself to see that I wasn't bleeding or broken anywhere. And that seemed okay. The car was out of the way. The other driver had pulled up ahead of me and he was out of the car and he came over and checked on me. I checked on him and that was that. And then we looked at our cars. The back end of my car was totally pushed in, like just major damage, not just like a clunk, but like, yeah, pretty bad. And the front of his car was about the same. My car couldn't be driven and neither could he. So we were up for tow trucks and the lot. Fast forward what happened. Exchange details and my car is in for assessment at the moment and his is probably written off as well. So was this a bad event? Yes, it was a bad event. The good thing that happened was that neither one of us was hurt. I have a small bruise on my left forearm and that's it. So I walked away from a potentially horrendous crash, which could have involved other drivers. So we can count our lucky stars that that was the case. What's bad about it is that my beautiful car is out of commission and may be written off or come back damaged in a few months. So in the meantime, we're down a car. We're going to get a replacement car, like a hire car. And it'll never be the same again. So yeah, that sucks. So what do we do about this? If we were doing the Chinese farmer, we'd say, good news, bad news, we shall see. And to be honest, there's a bit of peace in that. But on the other hand, it's like, well, no, I need to make sense of this. So we take the power of positive thinking. We'd be like, right, let's move on from this. What could be good about this? And we look for the silver lining. It's like, well, what could be good about this was I cleared my afternoon calendar and I got a bit of a break from doing work. Didn't feel very good. I had a headache and I was a bit shaken up. So that was the power of positive thinking. And Chris Helder, what's the more useful belief? I guess what would a corporate athlete do in this situation? A corporate athlete would clear their decks and get on with it, I guess. But that all kind of leaves me wanting. And so I have a different process to make sense of bad things when bad things happen. The first and foremost is to assess the damage. So literally and figuratively. Literally, car's pretty screwed. My arm is a little bit bruised up, but apart from that, the physical damage is limited. Ongoing damage in terms of consequence to the calendar, that's okay. We've managed to get a higher car, so we won't be delayed too much. But it's more the inconvenience of not having my beautiful car at hand. So damage, not so bad. Could have been a lot worse. So we're kind of weighing up the consequences there. So the second most important question is, what can I learn from this? What can I learn? I think this is one of the most powerful questions because that kind of helps make meaning from this event. And that's the meaning-making part of it. So for me, I sat with this and I thought, well, okay, what can I learn from this? And for me, it was all about being more present and aware of when I get into the car. I'm usually pretty grounded when I get into the car. I'm very conscientious when I'm driving. I'm not a distracted driver. And yet this encouraged me to have a more disciplined practice of taking deep breath, getting in the car, and being even more mindful and focused. So there's that I can learn from this. And the next thing is, the third question is, what do I want instead? What do I want instead? So I took this opportunity to think more broadly about my life and work. And the context of the drive that day was I had a very big day. This was my first appointment of the day. And I had back-to-back appointments, one after another. And I was a little bit apprehensive about that. And I realized that I don't want to live my work day with back-to-back appointments. I don't want to feel apprehensive about my workload. And it's time for a change. So I'm setting about changing the expectations of my workload and what we're doing in my work so that we can have a freer calendar and be more focused and a little bit more relaxed when it comes to work. And that's a pretty big insight. And that's going to create a pretty big shift in how we run our operations here at Intercompass. So that's my take on how we can make sense of bad things when bad things happen. So we assess the damage. That's number one. Number two, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? And this is the proactive pivot, right? So assessing the damage is just going, yeah, this sucked. How bad does it suck? What are long-term and short-term repercussions? Second one is, what can I learn? Therefore, getting proactive and making something useful from this experience. And the third one, what do I want instead? Which is the giant step into creating something different and new for you. Well, I'd love to hear how you can make sense of bad things that happen and how you've grown from those experiences. Feel free to email me, zoe@intercompass.com.au. Leave a comment on the podcast page where the show notes will be, which will be zoerouth.com/podcast/103-when-bad-things-happen. Just Google when bad things happen on my site and it should pop up. Have a great and wonderful day. May you live well and lead well.